welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is Social Networking Sites Safer Than Chat Rooms and IM. Most unwanted solicitation on the Internet actually happens in chat rooms and via instant messaging, says a study in the journal Pediatrics. Social networking websites such as MySpace and Facebook have been singled out as places where teens could face sexual harassment, but new research says chat and IM may be more of a problem. Even there, only 15% of children experience unwanted sexual solicitation, and only a third report being harassed online. Researcher Dr. Michelle Ibarra, founder of Internet Solutions for Kids, says there has been a recent concern about the risk posed by social networking to young people. She found that instant messaging and chat rooms were more frequently cited than social networking sites as places for unwanted sexual solicitation and harassment. In the study, Dr. Ibarra's team collected data on almost 1,600 children aged 10 to 15 years old. In a survey, the children were asked about their online experiences over the past year. Among these children, 15% said they had an unwanted sexual solicitation. Only 1/4 of these occurred on a social networking site. In addition, 33% said they were harassed online. About 1/4 of the incidents occurred on a social networking site. However, 43% of unwanted sexual solicitations occurred via instant messaging, and 32% occurred in chat rooms. Harassment was most common with instant messaging, which accounted for 55%. Dr. Ibarra thinks that rather than focusing on the technology, the focus should be placed on the children themselves. She says it's not just about social networking websites, it's about monitoring what's going on. Just as you should know where your child is after school, you should know where he or she goes online. Dr. Kimberly Thompson, director of the Kids Risk Project, says the study authors downplay the role of social networking sites instead of recognizing that these are the newest form of online media opportunities that could potentially allow targeting of children. She says their use and uses are still growing as people adopt the technology. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.